The $50 million endeavor is known as the Eau Claire Confluence Project. It would include three theaters along with gallery, commercial, and retail spaces. It's been in the works for more than a year and has been picking up steam lately, with the Eau Claire City Council moving towards a vote to commit around $13 million. But now a citizen group is demanding a binding referendum before any money is approved. Mike Bollinger is leading the effort.
I had some questions, and I've heard lots of individuals who don't feel like their voice has been heard, or that the process was moving rather quickly.
Bollinger says this isn't about opposition to the project, it's about having a vote. He hopes city council members will initiate a referendum, but he says if they don't, he's already formed a nonprofit committee to collect the 3,200 signatures to force a referendum. City Council President Carrie Kincaid says she's not against the idea of holding a referendum on the subject, but says the group threatening to force one is obviously against the Confluence Project.
I am opposed to the timing of this request and the inability of the group who is bringing the request to City Council to be honest about their motives.
Kincaid says the City Council is still considering the referendum issue. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.